Right now, we visit with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. His team reports this week. Practice starts on Friday. Coach, what's going on this morning?
Nothing much.
You made a little trip up to Bears camp. Tell us how that went.
It was great. Went up Friday morning and got there just a little bit after lunch. And the Bears were wonderful. They treated me and my wife, Catherine, like royalty and showed us around to everything. And then we were able to watch practice, and it was really fun to watch the ex-Commodores out there in action. And Jay was lighting it up, and Earl was catching some balls. DJ was doing well. Chris was doing well, and Hunter was doing well. It's good to see him back raring to go. And afterwards, it was really unbelievable as Jay tried to get back to the dressing room. There were about 6,000 or 7,000 people trying not to let him through there, and it was amazing, really, to tell you the truth.
Did you get your commission check from the Bears for putting so many players on the roster?
I negotiated a little player development fee that they said, as long as I don't have an agent, that we could negotiate.
Right. As far as this team getting ready for camp, you know, what are these last couple of days like? Is you start to have guys report in and hit the field on Friday?
Well, I tell you the truth, you know, we're going to sort of tool it back a little bit and get them rested up and have their legs ready to go when we start Friday. And, you know, they'll do a little bit of lifting here. You know, we're going to have one more week of summer school in the July session right here to get through. And just raring to go, really, to tell you the truth. Our guys are anxious to get started, and, you know, I know our coaches are too.
Bobby, when will you find out about the eligibility of transfer wide receiver Terrence Jeffers-Harris?
Not until after the term is over. So, you know.
Are you hopeful or pessimistic, or where do you stand on that?
I stand that we'll find out at the end of the week.
Bobby, as for the quarterbacks, and I know you get asked this all the time, so I'll take this tack. Larry Smith made a big impression late last season. Are you happy with the way he approached the off season in terms of trying to get better?
Sure. You know, he's a worker and is serious about his position, but, you know, so is McKenzie and Jared Funk. They all work well. I tell you, the work ethic of the whole team has been fantastic. You know, they come in and watch film on their own. They basically have practice on their own after they work out with Coach Siss. They go out and have 7-on-7. The offensive linemen and defensive linemen work against each other. So I don't think we could have a better attitude, you know, by our guys, and especially our quarterbacks. They know what their responsibilities are, and you know, that everybody's dependent on that position to get the offense started. So, you know, they're working just the way we want them to work.
Bobby, as far as just how you're going to go about practice, is the way you do it just kind of reinstall the offense as far as, you know, taking it day by day in your meetings and just kind of build towards the season? Or do you kind of hit the ground running and just expect everyone to know everything, basically?
Well, we expect them to know it, but we still reinstall it.
Okay.
I mean, we go fast at first and expect those guys to keep up and expect the older guys to teach the younger guys. Now, we've had the benefit of having these younger guys on campus just about the whole summer, so they've been learning in those impromptu practices that we have. You know, they've learned the basics of our offense and our defense, our calls, and our upperclassmen have done a great job of bringing those guys along. So I don't see any reason why we just can't really zip through the installation of it and stay on schedule, and then maybe even get a little jump start on the game plan.
How important is it for you in your philosophy is to make practice really competitive and not just kind of getting through the reps, but really by kind of putting an emphasis on each period and making it real competitive?
Oh, that's huge now, especially with the rule changes that we've had in the NCAA over the last 5 or 6 years, where, you know, you can't have consecutive two-a-days, and we're only going to have 2 days of two-a-days this year. So the guys are attentive, you know, they're not just trying to survive practice, they're trying to learn, and I think our coaches have done a great job of taking advantage of that. So it's everything is up tempo because they know they're not going to have two really tough practices per day that they just, you know, just try to work their way through. So the learning environment is much better. And, you know, to tell you the truth, I was one of those old coaches. Oh, I can't believe they're not letting us coach twice a day. But now I say, man, this is great. And they give you, they end up giving you the same number of practices. You just report a little earlier. So I'm really pleased with the schedule that we have and the opportunities to get better.
Is there some value in having some practices when the weather's really hot and, you know, getting out there and working through that? Because, you know, the first few games of the season, especially in September, and you think about it, you're going to LSU and some other, you know, really warm weather places that, you know, you're going to have to be ready for that when the season starts.
It is. I think our guys are in great shape, but it's nothing that you can do in the preseason workouts that you can simulate the toughness of a game in hot weather. You know, the decisions you make, the concentration you have when you just don't think you can take the next breath, and when just about worn out and you got three plays to win the game or whatever, you just can't simulate that in preseason workouts, conditioning workouts. You got to do that in practice the best you can. You got to have some scrimmages where you hit. And, you know, so it for that, it's just business as usual. You got to prepare for the games by trying to make it as much like the game as you can in practice.
I'm looking forward to seeing John Cole, and hopefully he'll be, you know, 100% ready to go after he got injured early last season. What are your expectations for him this season at wide receiver?
A lot, and John is looking great right now, I tell you. Not only has he rehabbed his knees, but he's gained weight, and he's really worked hard on the weightlifting, and you know his body has changed since last year. So I expect John to be a big contributor to the wide receiver core, and you know he's got some tools. He's used to catching a lot of footballs, and he knows what to do when he gets them.
Speaking of Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson, Bobby, how excited are you about the trio of true freshman running backs you have coming in, and might this be the best crop of freshman backs that you've brought in since you've been at Vanderbilt?
Well, I think it's the best crop overall. You know, we've got three guys that, you know, we really feel great about, you know, just their physical abilities. But they're also hard workers, and they have a knack. You know, they have that knack for making people miss. And but you look at, you know, people like Wesley Tate's a great example. I mean, he's close to 6'2", 220 pounds, and high jump 6'6", and won the 100-meter championship the last 2 years. You know, that's something you can't teach. So we're glad to have him. And Zach Stacy, one of the leading rushers in the state of Alabama last year, and Warren Norman, same in Georgia, you know, so we feel good about those guys.